Folks, it's really sad and unfortunate that Muslims, particularly Pakistanis, are so much enveloped in the shit of religion that they are unable to think rationally. I have said many times since last many years that our rituals are an absolute nonsense and waste of time, waste of energy, waste of man hours, and give the person nothing except losing everything. In Ramadan, which started this week, is really a clear example that a useless ritual or useless claim that this is very beloved month to Allah, and Allah will be very happy if we give zakat, and of course the fitrah, which is given on the day or before the Eid prayers and all this, then Allah will be very happy and then give you a bigger house and bungalow in Jannah and a lot of huris, and you will have no fear of future because nobody is going to die. They will always be young. They will have big penis made of steel, will be provided with huris with the holes made of titanium which will never rub it off. And each sex trip with them will be like 40 years of this world time. So you can imagine that people are so dumb that they think that this is real. Before the Hubble telescope came, or before the air travel, God, every religion said God is above the sky. But then when the air travel came and the telescope was invented and science overtook every shit of religion and proved it to be wrong, they say, oh, Allah is now in the black hole, which is billions and billions and billions of miles away. While according to many senior mullahs, Allah is 3,500 years away from the earth. Most mullahs say that the first heaven is 500 miles away. This way they have seven heaven, and after seven heavens is the home of Allah. That is where the Prophet was taken away, supposedly physically, and met Allah. When a mullah I read, he said, what did Allah show him? Did Allah show his face? Did Allah show his full body? Is Allah is really the shape of a man? Because in the Quran, Allah says that I created Adam in my shadow. But one mullah said, no, Allah showed his part above the legs. Now, Ali don't know what it means, but it is a big disgrace to Allah. Because if there is Allah, which there is not, it's either some kind of a gas, maybe some kind of maybe ozone, or maybe the light. But again, light is so spread, and Allah is only one, so there cannot be so many moons and stars and all that. That means there are a lot of Allahs in action. Anyway, coming back to this ritual, I am amazed, and I have said many times that the Muslim productivity, and Pakistan included, is only 30% of the productivity of civilized and developed world. Because they have computerized their production, they have mechanized their production, while a lot of things in Pakistan and Muslim world are being done by hand. And that is why they were able to produce 20 times more produce than it used to be before the advent of science. In 1 acre, there hardly used to be maybe 100 kilo of food. Now we can have more than 3,000 kilo of food annually from 1 acre, because the crops now don't depend on the weather or on the monsoon season. Crops can be created one after the other, and any produce can be tripled, quadrupled, and even made 20 times. Because today the science has created a system where you don't need ground to grow the crops. Tomatoes, other vegetables, even eatables, they are all done in the air. Roots are in the water in a pot, and then the fruits come out because they put the minerals, fertilizer in the water, and because the vegetables have 95% water, only 5% is the physical the elements which form the leaves and trunks, fruits and all that. 90-95% is just the water. Others are just the scent or the flavor, and that creates vegetable, and those vegetables are used in our food every day, and we can take care of hunger. The egg production is 1,000 times than it was when only one chicken will give one egg for a few months, and then she will go dormant, and then we need another chicken. Whereas today you don't need chicken, you don't need cock to make chicken. You have eggs created scientifically, and those eggs produce chicken. This is how advanced the science has, that it has literally solved the food crisis. If the broiler chicken was not invented, this world will go hungry. Today we produce scientifically created food so much, and we multiply the food scientifically so much, that there is no sense of anybody going hungry. But in Muslim world, because they hate science, they hate their people to learn science, and they are more interested to learn about Quran and Sunnah and jinn or the angels and all that nonsense, which are all imaginary. And it's ironic that even believing all this bullshit, there is only one Muslim in the whole world, because he does not consider anybody else Muslim. He calls them kafir. No, you are not following Allah very well. You are not following Muhammad very well. You hate the associate of Muhammad. You hate the family of Muhammad. You are Shia. You are Sunni. You are no Muslim. Umar was bullshit. Ali was useless, and all that nonsense. Without knowing the fact that those were tribal areas, and tribal society has always been barbaric. They had always had a killing spree. They don't follow any law. They have no human right. And the leader is all in all. And after Islam, the leader claims jihad fi sabilillah, and then force everybody to fight for him free. This is how the most of the Muslim empires, or even non-Muslim empires, were established, using religion. But in a civilized world, particularly after 16th century, we saw things change so rapidly, and so much help came from science that it changed the world forever. But in Pakistan and Muslim world, we are still busy in these shitty rituals, which is the biggest curse on the poor of Pakistan. The produce and fruits, vegetable, any eatable, even dresses price go up 2 times, 3 times, and the people have to take a loan to make Eid for their kids. And unfortunately, because the poor don't plan their family, they have more kids than rich, and they are in bigger trouble. They send their kids for begging and make all kind of excuses, take loan just to get one shirt and one shalwar or pant or whatever they want to give to their kids at the time of Eid or later at Bakra Eid. This is how poor they are and how illiterate they are kept by this Pakistani GSQ gang and the Mullah gang, because they know that if our nation is educated, they will come out of trance. They will ask this bastard military journals that how come you are third class interpass and still control everything, like they are doing since last 2 years, 2+ years. But today they are absolutely naked in front of the nation, and we'll see for how long they'll be able to keep their control. The world planning seems to be the annihilation of Pakistan, and they are already writing the obituary. But coming back to Ramadan, the Ramadan actually rotates every 30 years in weather. If it is in summer and summertime, the people die in hundreds and thousands, because in Pakistan particularly, this shit of religion has destroyed the country so much that nobody can drink anything during Ramadan. Although the mullahs claim that Ramadan is a blessing from Allah, which creates taqwa, means forbearance, which creates fear of Allah, which creates understanding between the people, while the actual result is absolutely opposite. Everything go up in price. The poor people can't even eat properly 2 times, and they have to take loan. Not only poor, but even middle class, lower middle class and middle class is unable to maintain their cost of living, because the poverty, which used to be 17% before Ziaul Haq, the worst journal ever created in Muslim world, came in power, and then in 10 years the poverty went to 35%, and today the poverty is 55%. So hardly we have 10-15% which are lower middle class, and they are also in trouble because of this Ramadan. Ramadan, the productivity of Pakistanis goes down to 16%. Millions of man hours are wasted in mosques, in Taraweeh, and while the mullah says that it creates taqwa and it creates the fear of Allah, I know for sure that the poor people, they only think about food. Because first of all, they don't get enough food, and then they go in this shit of Ramadan and stay hungry. During summertime, they die in 100. Today, the weather is slightly better, but still it is hard in Pakistan. And the people only think about food. There is no such thing as Allah or fear of Allah. I mean, imagine the son of Iqbal, the so-called great mullah-minded poet, a Pakistani called the poet of Pakistan while he was Indian, and died 9 years before even Pakistan was created. But when he used to fast, according to his son, by the time it is like 2 or 3 o'clock, he will start shouting, "Roza kab khulega? Roza kab khulega?" Ye itni der kyun lag rahi? And I'm sure 90% of the mullahs, they don't fast. You can look at their belly, the size of belly they have, they can never fast. they are eating more during Ramadan than in Ramadan. And if you want a proof, just weigh a mullah before Ramadan and weigh him after Ramadan. You see his weight has increased 20 pounds. So really, this shit of fasting has to be abolished and declared against the law. But I know that will not happen. It is just my thinking that I hope it happened, which it will not. But the days which Pakistanis are told, Friday is holy day, Friday is coming, Allah is sending blessing, then in the end of the Ramadan they look for Lailatul Qadr. Most of the mullahs in India say Lailatul Qadr is 27th. So Pakistan, when it was created on 14th, the mullah said, let's make it 15th, because 15th was Lailatul Qadr. So we can claim that this is a blessing from Allah. God created Pakistan in Lailatul Qadr. And according to Muhammad, we should look for that night because it's the most blessed night and all that nonsense. I mean, in my view, every night is a night. What is the blessing at night? Maybe the married people, they have some blessing if the wife is happy. Other than that, night is a crisis for every Muslim because he don't get full night sleep. And then in Pakistan, we see mullah claiming that, oh, this Friday prayer is so holy. And if you do this durood 100 times, maybe 100 angels will come and pray for you and protect your home. I mean, everything which is humanly done is put in the side of Allah. That Allah is going to protect my home. Ayatul Kursi will really a very fantastic ayah. Well, in Ayatul Kursi, there is not even a single word about protection. Only in the last sentence, it says, we protect the things we create. But the house is not the creation of Allah. If this ayah has almost like 30 at least sections, and only one section says one word, or maybe one small sentence, thus we protect, which is a very general common claim by any religion. Because every religion claims that this is created by my Bhagwan, by my God, by my Yahvi, or whatever religion, the Shinto or Buddha, they follow. This is the claim of every religion, that God is the protector. But Muslims are told, if you read Ayatul Kursi night time and put phunk, means like flow some air, then the angels will protect your home. While today, the world protects home by CCTV, by security systems. I mean, there is no need for any angel. And we know that there is no angel and no angel does anything. This is all imaginary claim just to fool the people. And mostly the people who believe this shit, they are illiterate, or even if they are educated, they are mentally illiterate. It's very unfortunate that I have seen in Pakistan the people educated as much as doing PhD believe in this shit. And they think that Allah is running Pakistan. Allah gave Pakistan on Lailatul Qadr and Allah is going to protect. Well, Allah already failed in 1970 and is going to fail again because the Pakistanis have not learned their lesson. Pakistanis have no idea what this world is about. Pakistanis do not believe in science. Pakistanis, particularly the journals and mullahs, they don't want to educate people. That is why we have the lowest education budget in Southeast Asia, even less than many African countries. This is how unfortunate this country is. That is why I have said many times that the existence of this country is a curse on the world. they cannot even meet their expenses. They cannot even pay salaries to their people, because every money is taken away by these crook bastard journals who are stashing money overseas, sending their kids for higher education while their grade is 17, 18, 20, something like that. I mean, a 20 grade person, he cannot even have money to educate his kids in private school in Pakistan, unless he's doing bungling and corruption. And this is what these journals do. The over $100 billion loan Pakistan has taken, 90% has been taken away by these journals. And the poor of the people are taxed to pay it back. I mean, even this current IMF negotiations shows how backward Pakistan economically is, and how IMF conditions are impossible to meet. Now they are asking that promised share should be reduced, which is against the 18th Amendment of Constitution, which is going to create another political turmoil in Pakistan. But one thing which IMF does not tell or force on Pakistan is to educate its people, to get rid of this shit of Islam from religion, from Pakistan, to give everybody health care, good food, so they can have a good, smart nation. But I believe that is not IMF's agenda. IMF's agenda is to make sure that Pakistan is strangulated, Pakistan remains under the boots of America, and Pakistanis, if they can breathe, they should thank Allah that they have created this country for them. Think about it. God bless.